This is Fresh Fire, a God's Spirit House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, May 6th. God's word for you today is, remember. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17. And it says, for our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. When we are in relationships, we tend to place unreasonable demands on the people we do life with, asking them not to forget us. The story is told of a couple that was going through financial difficulty during the pandemic. Their jobs were not consistent, and the man was really struggling. The lady, however, had $150,000 in her account, but she refused to help the man and would instead pressure him about not taking care of the family and not taking care of his responsibilities. All the while, she was sitting on $150,000 watching the man struggle to get things done. Then the lady became seriously ill and she was dying. So she said to her husband, promise me one thing. The man said, anything for you, baby. She said, remember to bury me with the $150,000 in my account. The man was shocked and he asked, you have $150,000? She said, yes. And the man said, and you let us go through all this? She said to her husband, it is my money. My money is my money and your money is our money. So, promise me that you will bury me with this money. Promise me. The man promised to bury her with $150,000. The lady insisted that he must remember and he assured her that he will not forget. The man was burdened to remember to bury his wife with $150,000. As we go through seasons of uncertainty, of turbulence, we also must remember some things. Things we must not forget. We are going to go through four things that we must remember to keep us strong and empower us to arise and be all that God has called us to be as we represent God in the ways that He has called us to represent Him. The first is, remember that this will pass. Check history. No plague lasts forever. It will pass. No storm lasts forever. It will pass. So this is not your end, and it is not the end of the world. I know there are a lot of prophecies about how this is the end of the world. Some even say it is the end of the church. I am certain that a lot of changes will happen, but this is not the end. Isaiah 24 verse 5 and 19 says, the earth suffers for the sins of its people, for they have twisted God's instructions, violated His laws, and broken His everlasting covenant. The earth has broken up. It has utterly collapsed. It is violently shaken. There are repercussions for things that people do. We will delve into the difference between punishment and repercussion tomorrow. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for the glory ahead that outweighs all my troubles. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.